You're now listening to the IELTS podcast. Learn from tutors and ex-examiners who are masters of IELTS preparation. Your host, Ben Worthington.
Hello there. Now, I hope your studying is going really well. I just wanted to give you a little bit of advice before you start listening to this one. This episode is what we did in the tutor, but you can also find the other 27 episodes that are available, because I think this is number 38, 37, 39. And there are another 27 episodes available which give you more advice, which tell you how to write the essay. There's episodes there that make writing task 2 really simple. There's lots of episodes about speaking and how you can improve your speaking in general and how you can improve it for the exam. What to do, how to approach it, how to study for it. And personally, I think this is much better than the IELTS courses available, because you have 30 different tutors all giving you the best advice. And this advice has been accumulated from years and years of experience. One tutor had about 20 years of experience. The other person on the interview was an ex-IELTS examiner. So it's really like an insider's point of view, and you have access to these world-class teachers and ex-IELTS examiners, and it really gives you like a tip, really gives you an advantage when it comes to preparing for the exam. So go over to IELTSpodcast.com and check that out. I strongly recommend it. 27 episodes available there. That's an incredible amount of experience and an incredible advantage if you download them all and listen to them all and study. Not to mention, you're also improving your listening skills, because most of them are with their native speakers. And this is a kind of study that you can do on the bus, when you're walking to work, when you're having your breakfast. Yeah, so you can utilize some of that dead time, what I call dead time, and you can make it into productive studying time as well. So go over to IELTSpodcast.com and click on Get All the Podcasts. And of course, enjoy this episode. Hello, and welcome to the IELTS Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the emails as well. Thanks for subscribing. And also thanks for all those 5-star reviews on iTunes. I was quite surprised. I don't check it that often, so it was good to see them. Thank you. Keep them coming. Now, this podcast is going to be all about the IELTS reading. What I did is I went to Scribd, found an IELTS practice exam paper, an official one, and I thought we could just quickly go through it, and I'll tell you how to deal with each section that is on the paper. Now, for the reading exam, I'll just go over a few outlines. Firstly, skimming is a good skill. What you do is you just fly through the text. If you don't understand a word, don't worry. Just keep moving. Keep moving. Another point, when you're doing the reading test, the reading section, make sure you answer every question. No marks are deducted. Don't leave anything blank. Take an educated guess, or if you've just got no time at all, fill up the last 10 questions, bang, 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 with any letters. You're bound to get about 25% or 10, 20%, depending on the odds, but if you just fill it up with random letters, probability will say that you'll get some points. So that's if you find yourself, hopefully you don't get in that situation. Hopefully you've paced your time and you've dedicated the correct amount of time for each section. Another word of warning, well, not a word of warning, some word of advice, piece of advice. Wow, losing my English. Piece of advice is, if you're going for a band 9, don't dedicate equal amounts of time for each section. Dedicate less time to the easier section, fly through that, then you have more time to dedicate to the harder questions. And vice versa, if you're going for a band 7 or a band 8, but band 7 probably, you want to be picking up more points at the beginning and maybe dedicating less time towards the end, because the end, near the end, is where the hard questions are. And, well, if you're only aiming for a band 7, there's no point trying to pick up a very high average on every single section. You might as well pick up very high at the first, at the beginning, and then as it gets more difficult, dedicate less time because it's going to be more difficult to pick up the points. The best advice is just to practice, and try different strategies. Try the strategy I just said, try a strategy your teacher says, and experiment. Then take the one that works the best for you, and use that in the exam. That's the optimal advice. Now, let's get started. I'm looking at the practice exam. It's an official exam. I can see 7 paragraphs, each lettered, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. And this particular one, it's a very interesting article called A Chronicle of Timekeeping, something that I always wanted to know about. And when I saw the title, I was so relieved that it was something that I love. I'm just joking. It's a chronicle of timekeeping. Okay, fair enough. It's not the most amazingly interesting topic, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. What we need to do is have a quick read of it. Okay, then it says, questions 1 to 4. Reading passage 1 has 8 paragraphs, A to H. Which paragraph contains the following information? Write the correct letter, A to H, in boxes 1 to 4 of your answer sheet. So this one we are matching headlines. We have to identify the main focus of each paragraph. Once we get the main idea from each paragraph, we know which heading is going to be the most apt, which is going to be the most appropriate to put on there. So pay attention to which paragraphs, okay? To which paragraphs you have to match up. Sometimes you might not even need every single paragraph there. So the way to approach this is skim through all the headings, have a quick read of all the headings first, then read through the paragraphs, okay? And when you're reading through the paragraphs, look for the main idea. Time is very important, especially in this section, which is supposed to be one of the easiest sections of the exam. You read the headings quickly, then you go through the paragraphs, trying to pick up the main idea from each paragraph and finding the heading that's most appropriate, or matching the heading that best fits that paragraph. If you don't find anything, just skip it, make a note, and go back to it later. Make a note on the piece of paper, okay? For questions 5 to 8, we're given 4 sentences. For these ones, we have to match the headings that are given in a box below. And in this particular one, we've got 6 nationalities, and we have to match the nationality with the sentence. That's not too difficult, especially if you've got a good idea of the paragraphs and you've understood the text. Questions 9 to 13. We have to label the diagram. It shows a mechanical device, has some quite specific vocabulary. And I know this vocabulary is difficult because if I tried it in Spanish, it would be a bit of a challenge. So I'd identify the paragraph, read the text again, and maybe there would be a few educated guesses, but just keep going, keep working through it. The clock's ticking, you need to keep moving. Okay. Reading passage 2. You should spend about 20 minutes on questions 14 to 26, which are based on reading passage 2 on the following pages. Questions 14 to 19. Reading passage 2 has 7 paragraphs, A to G. Choose the correct paragraphs for A and C dash G from the list below. All this means, it's a bit confusing at first, but all it means is that they've given you the example, they've answered B, for you in the example. So that's why it says A and C, not choose the correct heading for paragraphs A to G. Okay, now just to warn you, here they've used Roman numerals. Okay, Roman numerals are just an old way of using the of numbers. It's basically, it looks like a capital I, the X represents a 10, I think the V represents a 5. It's a bit confusing at first, but at the end of the day, it's a reading test. They're testing your ability to read instructions, and giving you instructions that you have to read is a good way to do it. Similar exercise, but in reverse. And here you're given the headings first, then the paragraphs. Now for the next one, we have true, false, not given. Of course, false means the statement contradicts the writer. Then, not given, of course, the writer does not give an opinion or doesn't even mention this. And true, of course, is that is there. So, have a quick look over the statements. Get an idea. Then, look at the first statement and try to extract the meaning, the main idea of that statement. Now, look for that section, that paragraph that contains this idea from the first statement. Okay, while searching, you'll probably find some more information related to other statements, so make a mark and you can go back to that later on. You're searching through the text, you have the statement, the idea of the statement that you've read, you have it in your mind and you find it. Now, what you have to do is slow down, start to zoom in, and start really reading it properly, not skimming for information. So slow down, zoom in, and then determine if the statement coincides with the text, if it's true, if the statement's false, if it's not given. If the statement corresponds to that section, perfect, write down true. If it doesn't, write down false, but if there's no solid connection between the statement and the idea, write down not given. This can be a little bit tricky. So, once again, best way to do this is with plenty of practice. Now we're at questions 27 to 30. Four questions. We've got to complete the sentence. We've got four sentences. These are the causes, generally called the causes. And then we've got seven alternatives to choose from. And we've got to make a complete sentence. And we determine whether which or how to complete the sentence depending on the information given in the section. So first we read the causes, have a quick look at the effects, and then go into the section of text. Start reading, look for the idea, look for the general gist. Because in this section, sentence completion, this is what they're testing. They're testing the gist. The dictionary definition for gist is the most important pieces of information about something or general information without the details. So we're looking for the idea behind it. You have to decide which list you want to work from. I would recommend working from the causes list because it's usually shorter than the effects. So, try that. Start reading the causes. Then, look at the effects. Have a guess. See which one it could be. Maybe you can eliminate some in the first read and say, okay, it's definitely not that one. Then, go back to the section of the test, of the reading, where the reading starts, and start skimming, looking for that portion, that paragraph, which discusses the cause. Once you find it, zoom in, start reading slowly, and read it very carefully, trying to discover the effect, trying to determine which sentence out of the effects one best fits the cause. Once again, this is an exercise that deals with paraphrasing, because you're going to have the same information presented to you in a paragraph, maybe with more details, maybe presented slightly differently, and then you're going to have the same information again with these sentences, but written in a different way. So having the skill to paraphrase, learning how to do it, will help you learn how to recognize it, which will ultimately give you more skill and probably more confidence when you're doing the exam. Now, questions 31 to 40. This is the table completion, completing the table. So it says, complete the table below. Choose no more than 3 words from the passage for each answer. So we have a table, and then it's got 4 columns. It's got the title, Telepathy Experiments, the same title as the section of text. We've got 4 headings, name and date, description, result, and flaw. Flaw means error. So it's basically a table to describe the experiments that were written about in the text before. So I have to go through, and it's basically filling in the gaps. So we have to fully understand the text, we have to know what it means, and then we go through filling in the gaps. 9 questions in this one, and the table can be organized differently. Okay, sometimes it's organized depending on the date. Sometimes it could be organized in order of importance. So it might be difficult. It might not always be presented in the same order as the text that you're reading. Once again, we're looking to see if the examiner's looking to see if you understand the gist of the paragraphs, if you can paraphrase. Once again, that skill paraphrasing is coming back. And it's also looking to see if you can skim and find the key information, specific information in the text. With this, once again, same skills as before. You skim, you slow down, you read, you get the details, you comprehend it, you understand it, and go back to the table and review it. So those were the questions that I had on this practice exam. I hope that it helped you. If you've got any questions, just send me an email, ben@ieltspodcast.com, or send us a message on Facebook, I don't mind. And also send me an email if there's any specific section that you want or anybody you think I should interview. Okay, I will be getting some new interviewees soon. It's just a bit of a hassle contacting them and organizing the time. But don't worry, in the next few weeks you'll get some. All right? Okay, take care.
Thanks for listening to IELTSpodcast.com. And remember to leave your email for updates and early access to new podcasts.